Welcome to This Podcast is Making Me Thirsty, the number one destination for Seinfeld fans. This is Two Up and Two Down. Here's our producer, Chris, to start us off.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Two Up and Two Down. And today we have The Voice. So, Chris, start us off. What's your first up with The Voice?
Well played there, Producer Schmidt. Yeah, listen, you know the deal here, guys. Two positives. Two negatives. I don't care how great it is, how bad it is. That's what we got to do here. So this was a season 9. 30.9 million people saw this. Berg, Schaefer, Mandel, you know the writers. All right. I'm going to start with my guy Darren, but specifically at Monk's with George and Jerry. And the whole, you know, going through what they did. Well, you know, Mr. Costanza took ice from Mr. Seinfeld and da-da-da with his bare hands and said, you didn't see that. I love that whole description of what's happening while Jerry's at the bathroom. And Darren, great. You know, this is Jared Paul. Would love to have him on the program. Incredible job as Darren. But that scene at Monk's describing taking notes between Jerry and George. Good stuff. First up.
Yeah, good one. Kramer's intern there, Darren. So solid up. Tony, over to you. What's your first up?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best scene in the episode. So no wonder it's the first up mentioned. I think that's a good call. I kind of like this scene too. It's a short one. But the thing about this episode, and we'll get there. You get a good Kramer in this episode. I mean, that's what's going to happen in season 9. I think Berg, Schaefer, and Mandel, they knew the essence of Kramer, if nothing else. Even in these later seasons, you know, they were fans of the show. We talked to Mandel about it, so they knew what they were doing here. You can get a little bit crazy with Kramer, but not too crazy. So I love the intern stuff. And I especially love the NYU lady when Kramer has to go in and kind of keep Darren. And she says, you know, it's nothing more than a solitary man in a messy apartment, which may or may not contain a chicken. And then Kramer throws the old, you know, with Darren's help, we'll get that chicken. And, you know, flies open, she ends with, which is a throwaway line. But the whole thing wraps up nicely. I like that lady, straight to the point. You know, K-Man is just trying to get ahead there with Kramerica Industries. Always love the chicken wire stuff. And she really sums up the K-Man pretty well there in that one sentence. So, you know, I'm going to go with the NYU interview as my first.
Yeah, that was Dean Jones there. That was the interview with Kramer. So, Chris, back to you. What's your second up?
Listen, the joy of Two Ups and Two Downs. We may end up at the same grade. Couldn't stand that scene, but I digress. So, second up, and I'm struggling here. I don't want to use Darren again, but he was solid. And this weaves into some down, but a line from Putty I did like. We all love David Putty, of course. I loved just seeing you and having sex. Like, just that line was good enough for me. And that's pretty much all I needed from him in this episode, quite frankly, and we'll get to it. But you got to give credit where credit's due when good lines happen. And, you know, the Putty always kind of leaves his mark, especially in his later seasons. So, you know, my partner, he's already analyzed pretty good, you know, the essence of certain things so far. And I think these later guys, they did get the essence of Putty. That's why they kept bringing him back, to be fair. Again, a little too much, but for me, the line, you know, such a guy, he doesn't want the relationship either, quite frankly. So for me, Putty's line, second thumbs up.
All right, good one there. And Tony, back to you. What do you got for a second up?
Yeah, that was actually, I had the exact same thing written down. Putty, when he's leaving, I like seeing you having sex. Good line. I mean, that was going to be one of my ups as well. So we're on the same page there, even if we weren't on the other one. I think we'll find we're coming to an agreement on most of these things here. I have a couple here. Again, as O'Hara mentioned, we're looking at lines in this episode. There's a lot of really good lines. I think that Mandel, Schaefer, and Berg were really good at that. They make bad episodes a little bit better because of that. To O'Hara's point, the putty line right there was enough to elevate this thing, right? There's another one. I don't really want to use it on my up because it's just the line. Maybe since it's my second up, O'Hara's okay with me kind of tying two together here. And I'm kind of sticking with my original thing here is they're all Kramer heavy. I mean, this was a Kramer heavy episode. Kramer carries the entire thing. I mean, how high he carries it, we'll find out. But I love, you know, I'm gonna dump this big ball of oil out the window, the whole solving the world's energy crisis. I like that line. But more importantly, the beginning with Kramer and Jerry going back and forth when Kramer's like, I conceived this whole idea. Jerry's like, which part? The renovating the restaurant you don't own, not opening the $2 million you don't have, you know, no ability, no means, going on and on, the whole thing. It's a throwback to Kramer in the wood stuff. Obviously, it's not as good, but this is what Mandel does. This is what those guys did. They love taking what they loved about the early episodes and bringing it to these episodes. To us, you know, it doesn't always, it feels like they're doing that, and they are doing that, and they admit they're doing that. And whether you like it or not, that's a different story, but they do a good job with it with Kramer. That Kramer-Jerry back and forth is what Kramer and Jerry back and forth always should be. You know, it brings me back to the whole like wood thing, you know, that whole K-Man gonna get wood stuff, you know, never actually does it. So yeah, I mean, that's my second up is the Jerry Kramer dynamic, all the way up until the final ball drops there at the end. But, that's my second up.
All right. Well, thank you guys. So now we got to go over to the second part, which is downs. Chris, what's your first one?
You know, hey folks, is this season three? Is my partner talking about a season three episode here? I mean, we're only halfway through, but lifting up, elevate the essence of the show. I'm looking forward to this grade, but here we go. So here it is. I mean, quick, easily the first down. I mean, not close. Elaine and Putty, enough. The back together, the montage. I mean, I should have counted, but just the amount of scenes that just went back. Like, I don't know. Like, is that even funny? Is it relatable? Like, write in your comments. Is that relatable? Like, someone breaking up that much? I mean, and they just went to this too much throughout these later years. This, the voice, you know, obviously epitomized it. It was just them getting back together. And I know we've seen it in many other episodes. It's like, aside from that one lot throwaway line, the putty I gave you on the up, this is just, I mean, it drags it down. So for me, the Elaine putty stuff, never liked it. You know how we feel about later Elaine. It's no cutesy. It's just, you know, Jerry, you wear the same clothes? Like, why was she going straight to Jerry's? Like, anyway, like, go home. Take a shower. Like, give me, they all live out in the Upper West Side there. Like, so Elaine and putty, I can go on a little more, but we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that, because even I, when I rewatched this episode, I was like, I struggled to remember what the hell was Elaine's storyline in this one. And yeah, so it's kind of is forgettable. So, Tony, over to you. What's your first down?
Again, he went first. He got the big up and he got the big down. I mean, that's the elephant in the room. Listen, he thinks we're further apart than we are, but we'll get there. I mean, listen, there's a lot of downs. Trust me, folks. The thing about this episode is exactly what a season nine episode is. You know, it's just a lot of what he just talked about. It's beating a dead horse, but the Elaine putty stuff, the bump into always leads to the backslide. One of those typical trying to slide in like that line, that catchy line from Jerry, as he mentioned, the whole bet stakes witness crap. I hated it. So he's spot on with all that. Listen, my second up is just as big, and it's half the episode. I mean, it's called The Voice. Our producer opened with it, but come on. The voice is just ridiculous. The whole, it's mostly water weight, you know, that's another, again, I'm going to keep bringing this back. It's a throwback to the Elmer Fudd sitting on a juicer. You know, they're trying to bring that back. Jerry's always, it's very similar to that, or Jerry's going after, I didn't mean it. It's a Kool-Aid man, like horrible. You know, he's trying to choose between the voice and the girl. I mean, as shallow and ridiculous as Jerry is, this one is just too much. Mandel goes over the top on this one. Those guys, they like to get cartoonish. They didn't mind it. Obviously, you know how we feel about it. So yeah, I mean, the namesake of the episode, and just how they weave it in and everything else. And then, you know, Jerry's the one who takes it too far, and Kramer and George tell him to stop, and the whole thing. Just it if you want to do it once and make a little joke about it at the beginning, yeah, he's got the belly button talks. Okay, fine. But we're carrying 22 minutes of it. Enough. Right down to the end, with the screaming out the window. I didn't like the voice, so that's my down.
Yeah, I mean, I could agree with that one. Too much of that. So, unfortunately, they ran with it. Yeah, for the whole episode, and became the title of it. So, Chris, back to you. What's your second down?
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't even have that as a down. It was too much, playful, but you're right, spot on. I have a couple big ones, but you might have them, so I don't want to. I might just go with what I touched on. What you're up, the down with Dean Jones. I mean, what are we doing here? I like the bit about the intern, but to make it official, NYU, like, would this NYU guy really come to Kramerica? Like, and then Kramer actually goes to the meeting, and the whole thing may or not contain a chicken. What? Like, is that a reference, like Little Jerry? I don't know, like, what are we doing there?
Chicken,
like,
wire. He mentions chicken wire earlier out of the episode.
Yeah, okay. So now he's a chicken? I don't get it. I just don't get it, okay? The chicken, like, the scene was so short. Like, I guess maybe they cut it. Like, what was the point of the meeting? Like, is the internship over now? Like, he just kind of got up and left, and the fly open thing, kind of a cheap little line to get a laugh. But I don't know. I never liked it then. I didn't like it now. No offense to that lady. She was fine. But, like, what are we doing? Like, a messy apartment, a high tea with Mr. Newman. Like, I just didn't need it. Darren was good on his own. He could have just came up to Kramer a little later and said, yeah, you know, yeah, your corporation's not really official. They're making me step down. Whatever. I didn't need 40 seconds this lady talking about a chicken. Sorry. First down. Second down? Second down.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks, Chris. Yeah, for that input. Some ups and downs are going to be seen differently. So, all right, Tony, back to you. What's your second down?
Yeah, see, that's the difference. I thought they did need it. Without it, Kramer had to carry this episode. You have to put him as much stuff as you can, in my opinion. Listen, my second down, and you know what? I'm not going to be as hard on this as you might think, but the George stuff, it's weird because I don't mind some of the George stuff. I like the premise of the George stuff. I like everyone's, I've actually been there where they wanted to get rid of me and they couldn't. I had a year long thing and they had nothing for me to do. And I just went, so they would forget to pay me. I'd go to the accountant guy. I'm like, I need my check, buddy. Like, it's one of those things where, like, I like the premise of George just, you know, one up in this guy. Mr. Tomasuto gets overlooked. I mean, you know, we all know about Wilhelm and Levitan and Kruger and Lippmann and Peterman, everyone, right? Everyone kind of forgets about Tomasuto. And I think I'm almost sounding like this is an up here, but it's not, because it does go too far. It's too much George yelling. The whole thing. I didn't really understand a lot of it with the ball at the end. I think they kind of lost it on this one. I thought the premise was good, but it got away from these guys and they didn't really know what to do with it. So they just let George kind of carry it with the climbing through the vents and everything else. So I got to give it a down. I got to be fair. But I don't hate it as much as some of the other later season George stuff, because at least this had something to it a little bit. You know, Tomasuto, the fake handicap is, you know, well played. See you in hell. I'll take some of it a little bit, but it's got to be a down. I'm not going to, it can't be an up. Let's be fair here, but that's my, my second down.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Tony. So that wraps up, the ups and a down. So, Chris, we're going to go back to you, give us your final impressions and grade for this episode.
Yeah. And I did like that opening scene you mentioned with the boss, but I thought that the George stuff, and it's about relatability, you know, look at Tony here, getting 1 year contracts. Never had that in my life. I don't think most people do. People, so right away, it's not relatable. What the hell's, we're not professional ball players here. George has a contract? You give me a break. I mean, I would have cut it. They would cut him loose in a minute at play now. Let's get serious. the tip of the iceberg, crawling through the vent. Tell him I'm in my office. I don't even know where to go with that. And then, yeah, all together at the end. Here's the thing. I mean, Tony, the way he's talking, I don't know what this grade's going to be with him. It sounds like an A-. Who knows? Hey, listen, we'll see. But Elaine and Putty got terrible. George, terrible. Kramer, it's funny. Tony mentioned premise. That's right. It's premise. It's a good premise. It's not a good show. Okay? Premise is, that gets you what? You know? Nothing. You know? The Jerry montage at the beach? Staring into the ocean about the hello? What are we doing? And they're probably like, you know, I know what they're thinking, man. Oh, you know, it's like George with Susan and all the real. Now, again, the way you got to treat these shows is if someone's watching it for the first time. Okay. Enough with these callbacks. I mean, the way I'm bashing it, you're probably thinking where I'm thinking, but for some reason, the premise helps a little bit. Darren helps a little bit. Season 9 Kramer helps a little bit, okay? And you know me, Kramer, in my mind, potentially the most consistent character throughout the whole run. Pure gem. I'm going to give the voice a clean D, okay? You know, the way I'm talking, you think it F? No, clean D, definitely not higher. Could have went a little lower. D- was thinking about it. But I think it's fair. Tony mentioned some good points with the boss. I like that guy. And obviously Kramer was solid and Darren. So for me, the voice is a D. I think it's a fair grade.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. So Tony, over to you. What do you got? Fill us in.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, all right. I thought he might be going lower, but a D is where I thought he would land. Listen, he's way off on me. I mean, we're not talking A episode. I got to admit, I did rank this a little high in our original rankings. I think way too high, to be honest with you. I don't know what was going on there. It is a top 3 season 9 episode for me, I think. What that means, we'll find out. I think the Jerry with the voice thing on the pier is one of the all-time worst I've ever seen. I agree with that. I wrote that down. I like Darren. I like Kramer. I loved Kramer at the beginning. You know, it's not a great episode, but to me, it's like, there's like the same amount of ups and the same amount of the downs bring it way down. The ups don't bring it high enough. I'm going back and forth with two grades and, it's one of these episodes when I think I like it more until I watch it. And it was tough to get through. It's one of those ones where I was like, oh yeah, the voice. I like the Darren stuff, the ball, everything's funny. And then I'm like, oh shit, that fucking Putty Elaine thing just doesn't end. The Jerry stuff on the pier is ridiculous. I don't mind George as much, which is crazy because he doesn't do a great job either. But I think I have a little bit more George than O'Hara's given it. I'm giving it a clean C. For the voice, I was thinking C plus. This guy thinks I'm going A minus. He's nuts. I mean, let's not get carried away here. I feel like we hammer these in the season 9 episodes. It for what a season 9 episode is, this is very good. If that makes any sense. So, but I mean, where can you go? How high can you get it? Right? I definitely ranked it way too high on my original rankings. I think. I think coming back down to earth here, I wanted to give it a C plus, but I got to be fair. I think there's a few things that you can't believe. I think a clean C is fine. I think it's fair. It's an average episode. It's got Bergshaver Mandel. Will you turn it off? I'll put it out in the background and not pay attention. I don't know if I'll completely turn it off if I'm flipping through. I'll wait for the thing is, I like the end with the ball. So maybe I'll get there if I feel like it. But, you know, yeah, it's not, I'm not writing home about it. So, clean C for the voice.
Hey, folks, that C is for Mandel. Mandel was a great interview. He's just kissing his fanny a little bit there.
I did rewatch the Mandel interview prior to this grade. And you know what? The good part about it is he knows what he was doing. So you got to give him, you know, he came to us and told us exactly what he was doing. And, you know, got to respect that. So C.
No, those are definitely for what you guys mentioned. Those are respectable grades for, you know, the downs that you brought up. So, yeah, that wraps it up for The Voice, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in, and see us again on our next episode of Two Up and Two Down.